Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, we'll be discussing spiritual lodges. I'm going to put my neck on the line here, and I'm going to say that I think that most people joining Freemasonry nowadays are looking for the spiritual knowledge that can be garnered from the ancient fraternity. Well, let's not forget King Solomon's temple must have been built a certain way and with certain geometry and geometric proportions for a reason. But we also live in an era of scientific rationalism and skepticism, and certain belief systems which may seem superstitious have now been answered by science. But what about the big questions? Why are we here? What are we doing here? Who am I? What am I? These questions have rightly so been left alone by science. The milder, more juvenile philosophical questions about the nature of reality, the self, and other such things have been answered by science, but the more lofty ones haven't. I believe that has left the modern inquirer and thinking mind in somewhat of an intellectual vacuum. A child growing up and inquiring about the world and finding its place in it. I mean, how could you be anything other than an atheist with so much information around you? But think a little deeper. And as you progress throughout life and gain maturity and ask bigger questions, how could you remain one? Once you discredit and reject the idea of the floating man in a cloud, which was rammed down all of our throats in Sunday school, and you hear the profound writings of sages of the ancient world, you have somewhat of an epiphany, and what you thought was spirituality growing up is but a cartoon pastiche of the truth, whatever that personal truth may be. And who could be more elect, more elite in this field than the men that built the Temple of the Lord? For this reason, this is my own personal opinion that Freemasonry has a spiritual, philosophical, and mystical underpinning by its very nature, although the veiled teachings are open. There is no correct answer to your conclusion on Freemasonry. There is no rubric. There is no examination structure. It's as personal as anything else, like your opinion. Which brings me on to spiritual lodges. The most famous spiritual lodge in the UK is the Lodge of the Living Stones, number 4957, which I believe Robert Lomas is a member of. To visit, it's quite difficult, as spaces get booked up rather quickly, and it's not a large lodge. But from friends that have visited, it's worth the effort. And also from friends that have inquired about starting spiritual lodges, I do believe that they usually frown upon them at the moment. Well, it is possible to open them, but I think they are marginalised rather quickly, as in the days of the internet, lunatic fringe members can rapidly take charge. And for good reason, they poo-poo them. And I could imagine that there's been no shortage of applications to start Illuminati Lodge number 666 on the books of the UGLA. Which makes me ask, is there actually a 666 Lodge somewhere? Be interested to find out. It is an interest of mine, because I do see there's a massive gap in the market for a spiritually inclined co-masonry lodge. And we all know the problem with saying such things on the internet. Lots of people say, well, why don't you bloody do it then? Yes, on the topic of spiritual lodges, I do think there's a massive vacuum in philosophical inquiry, which a lot of people lacking it in the modern world are walking down the path of Freemasonry to discover. So do you have anything to add on the topic, Brother Earnshaw? Are spiritual lodges a thing in Japan? Do they exist? Are they frowned upon? What's the deal?
Yes, we don't have particularly spiritual lodges. There are organizations that are spiritually, of course, like Shinto shrines, but they are not lodges, and the teachings are different from what we teach. I think there's a lot of interest in Japan towards spirituality, and I think that is what I'm trying to start to teach in my spiritual course for Freemasons. So I, as you say, I think there's a gap and I think there's a need, and I hope we can fill it.
Yes, I think so. The least we can do is start talking about the topic.
Yes.
But yes, if anybody is interested in the UK, please email me on the link below, and then we'll see if we can get something together. It is difficult to gather troops. I'm in the Southwest, but yes, I do think as things start to move online, we can at least have discussion groups and Zoom circles every now and again, which would be good and beneficial. So yes, spiritual lodges. If you are a member of one, please email in. Be interested to hear your experiences. Right. On that note, I think we'll call it a day. If you have anything to ask us, please email on the link below. We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.